Hey everybody, this is Jeffrey Powers with Geekazine, continuing coverage of Consumer Electronics Show at TPN.TV. And yeah, I got a guitar in my hands. It's actually supposed to be left-handed. And we're going to talk about this little thing right here, a way to have your sheet music right at your fret neck.
By go to my PC. Use their iPhone app to access your work or home computer anytime. Try Go to My PC today with a special 45-day free trial. Visit gotomypc.com and click the Try It Free button and enter the promo code PODCAST.
Okay, continuing coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show, Jeffrey Powers, geekazine.com. We're over at the Tech Podcast Network at tpn.tv. And take a look at this. I mean, we've seen clips for your iPad, clips for your iPhone on music stands before, and there's a few of them out here. But I think this is a little bit more ingenious because this is kind of more of a multi-clip rather than something for the iPhone, because most people don't have an iPhone. They might have an Android, or they might even have a flip phone if that works. And, of course, tablets here. So we got Mark here over at Castiv, and he's going to show us. Why don't you tell us about, first of all, how did you guys think of these clips?
Well, the first product that we made was the Guitar Sidekick, which is this one over here. And I started to take guitar lessons in 2008.
Okay.
And I said to myself, if I had a little something over here to maybe help me out,
yeah,
I would appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I designed one, and then lo and behold, people started to make guitar apps like you wouldn't believe. So there's about 1,000 of them right now in the App Store.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of applications that you can use.
Well, first of all, we'll have Courtney zoom in on this. This is how it clips on. You got this little metal piece right here. There's a little padding inside. So basically, once you tune your strings, you should tune your strings first. Then you put on this little metal piece through there, and then you can this slides on and off, right?
Yeah. This is just a little clip thing here, like you just group it like that. And then you just re-snap it on like so. Sorry.
There we go.
Very easy.
And then you position.
You can adjust your angle, your viewing angle.
Okay.
So when you position the device, you don't necessarily have to put it straight. You can, if your guitar allows it, you can maybe give it a little angle, so then you can have even larger range.
Just gotta watch out when you clip. Make sure it clips on properly.
Yeah, clips on properly.
And then you're ready to go and play something for us.
Well, I'm not a very good musician. I wouldn't be doing a service to my product.
Oh, okay. this is a left-handed guitar, so I was playing backwards, so that's pretty cool.
I'll show you just one of the apps that I use a lot. Okay. Oh, this is the wrong video.
Well, the one thing is you have the Guitar Tuner app, and I've used that a couple times.
Yeah,
and it comes very close to strings. Plus, it can probably use the vibration from the strings.
You could eventually do something like
as that. My phone goes off. Hold on a second here. Okay, so sorry about that.
Okay. Regarding the tuning with this, you don't have to worry that it detunes or something like that. Once you have it on, you retune, because the thing, it doesn't put so much stress on the string in the lateral direction.
Okay.
So your string can actually slide through the hinge. No problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's great. You also have a lot of other stuff. We got a lot of stuff to cover here. So you got stuff for the stands. We're going to talk about that and the iPad, and then find out all the prices right after this. You know, we love to get you content for CES, but you know, we've got to get some sponsors so we can get our hotel rooms and we can get the lights for the cameras and stuff like that. That's why we like sponsors like Go to My PC from Citrix. Great programs that can keep you functional when you're in an event like this. For instance, my desktop at home is working overtime even though I'm not at home. I'm using my internet connection at home. I'm using my computer to do some of the work for me. That's where you're seeing the back channel from, is my home PC. And that's the best part about Go to My PC, is I can log in, throw my files up on the cloud, download them on my PC using Go to My PC, and then put them in order so you can watch all the great content. So therefore, I'm not using internet bandwidth here, which is pretty darn expensive, and I don't have to worry about hauling another computer around like my desktop, which is kind of big. So don't take my word for it. Try it yourself. Get a 45-day free trial by going over to gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free Now button and enter in that code PODCAST. Code PODCAST will get you a 45-day free trial over at gotomypc.com. All right, and we're back. You got a really nice stand here, and the one thing that I liked about it, let's move it over here, is the fact that not only can you hook up an iPhone, we have an iPhone here, we have another iPhone here, and down here we have a little Korg tuner that you can put there. And so I'm assuming that anything that's got that size, you should be able to clip it right on there.
There's many, many products, probably hundreds of products within a music store which could use this.
All right. And then it looks like you got, they look like the little cable clip things where
it's like a ratchet kind of system. And the range is from 1 inch to 0.5 inches diameter of the shaft of your stand.
Yeah, I know.
So it's pretty much every microphone stand can
My lead guitar would love that because he always looks at his iPod when he's trying to figure out the time and stuff like that. He could just clip that right onto the stand.
There's a lot of older rockers that would appreciate having their lyrics there.
And then, of course, we've got this one right here. This is the, sorry about that. We got the iPad stand, which is a nice little...
This one's for a tripod, because some of the apps are actually keyboard-oriented. Okay. So you would want to have it flat.
So
Jordan Rudess has this MorphWiz app, which like a little synthesizer, which is really amazing. That's a good example.
Yeah, we got the Virtuoso, so you got the piano keyboard here.
Yeah.
So I can sit.
And it's a very, very, very stable, you know, it doesn't wobble. If you have it on a stand like that one, it depends on
the quality of the stand. Awesome.
On a tripod, it's a lot more
stable. it's easy, and I could actually have one here, and I could do a little rock star thing.
Absolutely.
That's pretty cool. So,
as long as you don't do the Keith Emerson and start stabbing your iPad, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I wish my brother George was here. All right, I know we talked about a lot of stuff. Let's talk about prices. First of all, let's do the clip for the guitar.
$24.99.
Okay, and these clips?
Okay, the Smart Station, which is for the top of the microphone stand, is also $24.99.
Okay.
The lateral one, the Stein Sidekick, is $29.
Okay.
The tripod one is $29.95.
That's just the top part, not the tripod.
That's right. This one screws into the tripod like a camera would.
Okay.
And then the tab station for microphone stand is $34.99.
And we didn't talk about that, but whole bunch of stuff there.
Yes.
Where do people go to get more information?
They can come to castiv.com. That's the best place to go.
CASTIV.com, right?
CASTIV.com. You're right, Jeffrey.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah. There you go. If you're a musician, you need to have your iPod close by. Like I said, my guitarist looks at this all the time, and we could actually have this clipped onto the stand for him. So he just pops it on. Oh, yeah, it's time to take a break. Let's take a break. Speaking of which, we got a lot of great videos coming through the Consumer Electronics Show. Stick around. Go over to TPN.TV. See what you haven't seen yet, because I'm seeing something over there that I'm really excited about right now. So we're going to go check that out. Go over to TPN.TV. My name is Jeffrey Powers.